Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Hello. Happy Monday. Good to have you here. Lloyd, hello.
I'm glad to see you, brother. I mean, I'm always glad to see you, but today I'm especially glad to see you.
I'll be honest, I didn't know if I was going to be seen this morning. It's been one of those weekends. It was a touch and go weekend.
Touch and go, huh? Boy. So you got the
I got it.
You got the stain. The
I
thing.
Got it. I got it.
Cyclosporiasis.
You know, I got it. And I said last week I've sworn off fruits. I've sworn off vegetables.
That. Yes.
I'm not doing it. Brian's nodding his head in agreement.
Pizza yesterday. I feel great.
We are.
Do you see? I know, that's right.
You see?
Hey, Jays.
Hear that, RFK? We're going pizza diet.
And we all sort of thought you swore off fruits and vegetables like 10 or 15 years ago.
I don't want the green peppers on it. Yeah, I don't want the mushrooms. You can save it.
Oh, God. Yeah, well.
Meat lovers, baby. Meat lovers. Let's go.
I know that's right, Jace. It is continuing. The last count of what we have here in Michigan, about 1,500 cases. 1,562 cases have now been reported. And that was up. That was as of Friday. We didn't get any numbers over the weekend. I'm sure we'll get some numbers today. Health officials.
It's got to be like 500,000 at this point.
Health officials have not identified the specific food source, but previous outbreaks have been linked to contaminated produce. Infectious disease expert Dr. Tina Chopra says tracking the source can be difficult because symptoms may not appear for up to 2 weeks after exposure.
Right. So you have no idea. Like, I have no idea. Brian said, do you remember what you ate 2 weeks ago? And I'm like, I don't remember what I ate yesterday. Actually, I do. Nothing.
Right. Well, no. Nothing was happening. It was coming out, but not going in.
Ain't nothing eating.
Yeah.
No eating happening.
Okay.
So, I went to the doctor's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I was feeling kind of off late last week.
Uh-huh.
And then my son had his all-star game for baseball on Friday night. I got home. I had 102-degree fever.
That's
and
a clue.
It would only... I only had the fever for a few hours.
Okay.
And then that went away. And then I just kind of felt crummy the rest of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the doctor and they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the
stuff.
The antibiotic.
We know.
And
get
after it.
Number 20 who came in today or something. I'm sure they were getting them left and right.
Well, right
in.
Before the doctor came into my room, I heard him going, yeah, if you cook the vegetables, you're probably okay. Like,
so, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, it is making its way around. So I got it. And
okay.
And we push through. We persevere.
Well, listen, brother, I'm glad to see you.
Yes, it's good to be here. Meanwhile, yesterday we got the unfortunate news that Lindsey Graham died at 71 years old. His crew called it a brief and sudden illness, although later on we found that he had an aortic tear.
Yes.
And
due to heart disease.
And due to heart disease, years of, you know.
Yeah.
Plaque buildup, things like that.
Exactly.
And that's what ultimately took his life. That's according to the medical examiner in D.C., although they say this is a preliminary exam. More is going to be done.
Got to do toxicology and all of that stuff.
Correct. A shock because Lindsey Graham, just 36 hours before, was in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They were talking about, he held a press conference.
I saw that.
About a potential Russian sanctions bill.
Mm-hmm.
That he's like, we're going to get this passed.
Yep.
And gets back to DC.
And he talked to the president when he came home. He had talked to the president. The president said he was tired because of the long flight. But other than that, he said he sounded great.
And then dead. Mm. I mean, look, the realities are that's unfortunate. But the unfortunate part in all of this, too, has been the reaction to this.
Just ugly, man.
Like, I got people. I have
ugly.
People are like journalists. Or claim to be journalists.
Yes.
Out there like, I'm glad he's dead. Now, look, Donald Trump has said things like this in the past,
sure.
Which is also gross.
Yes.
Who's the
president.
The producer who died, who got killed by his kid? Whatever.
Rob Reiner?
Rob Reiner.
Yeah.
And he's like, it wasn't really my fan, so whatever. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, it is.
It was the same thing when Charlie Kirk got shot.
Same thing.
Gross. But then I got it here. Oh, Lindsey Graham, the scourge. I hope he's rotten in hell. What are we doing?
Yeah.
And then, but then here's the other problem. Is then here's Adam Schiff on the news of Lindsey Graham's passing.
I think we're all trying to wrap our heads around this giant loss. He was one of those figures that was really larger than life, that was so filled with energy that it's hard to imagine him gone.
Now, that's an appropriate response.
Sure.
My problem with that, though, is you spend every other yes. day on the calendar ripping this guy.
Yes. So that seems...
Again,
not so genuine.
The appropriate response.
It is.
Adam Schiff had the exact correct tone.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is you demonize every other moment of every other day. That now I hear that and I go, ugh.
What? Come on, man. Yeah. No, I agree.
It's unfortunate all the way around.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says a fall led to his hospitalization and ongoing recovery. The 84-year-old Kentucky senator revealed Sunday that he has undergone extensive medical tests as doctors work to determine what caused the fall. McConnell, who is now in a rehabilitation center, says he is not ready to return to the Senate quite yet, but continues working with his staff on legislative matters. His statement came after weeks of limited information about his condition, fueled public speculation, including rumors about his health. McConnell said people of his generation often hesitate to discuss the vulnerabilities that come with aging, even while serving in the public eye.
Hmm.
And there was a lot. There were a lot of pictures,
AI, conspiracy theories.
It was pictures and stuff, AI pictures and everything, man. And it was, you know. So I'm glad he came out and just said, "Hey, this is what's going on," and maybe hopefully keep people quiet.
It feels like also on the Iranian front, we are moving in a different direction now.
Yeah,
3-night total, 300 targets hit by the United States in Iran. CENTCOM confirmed those numbers. And again, this is the Iranians and the IRGC saying that the strait is shut and they're going to continue targeting these vessels until the United States ends its influence in the region.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, this is an international waterway. You have no
control,
authority over any of that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And again, it just feels like we're moving in a different direction. Now, there's been other things that have been happening. These negotiations are allegedly still going on. But this is where I almost think that this whatever this conflict is, it's almost unwinnable for the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because Iran has this mosaic defense strategy, which basically is a decentralized military.
Yeah.
So if the government and the president and the Ayatollah are saying one thing or they're willing to work on the diplomatic front,
mm-hmm.
the IRGC is going rogue. They're doing whatever they want to do. Which means they're attacking these ships in the strait.
That's right.
They are causing the havoc because they don't. There is no centralized command.
There you go. Yep. 100%.
It's not like the president says we're going to strike whatever.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to hit these drone facilities along the coast in Iran.
Yeah.
That's an order. You follow the order. That's not what Iran
no.
is.
No.
No. Absolutely
and,
not.
And so it's havoc. So that's why the president feels like they have made progress on the diplomatic front, but on the other side,
yeah.
the IRGC is doing whatever they want to do.
That's right.
So, yeah, it feels like, boy, it feels like Iran's just pushing this thing towards November because it is going to be so politically unattainable to stop this beforehand
mm-hmm.
that they're just going to make this very difficult for Donald Trump going forward into the midterms.
We had a shooting at Great Lakes Crossing outlets in Auburn Hills over the weekend. It left a 20-year-old man dead, a 19-year-old woman injured. Police say the gunfire happened around 5:20 Saturday evening in the mall's food court following an earlier confrontation between the victim and a 22-year-old man who police say is the shooter. Investigators say the dispute began in a food court bathroom before escalating into the common area where the victim and another man allegedly confronted the suspect before shots were fired. Police say the suspect, who has a concealed pistol license, is in custody. Authorities are calling it an isolated incident, and the case will be reviewed by the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office. We'll have the Oakland County Sheriff, Mike Bouchard, on in the 7 o'clock hour to talk more about what happened out at Great Lakes Crossing.
Mm. Yeah, that was unfortunate. And some of the videos that were coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we are in the MLB All-Star break. Jason, how you feel at the break?
You know, the series with the Phillies is kind of everything this team is.
Yeah.
Because they can beat up on the Athletics of the world, but when you run into two of the best pitchers in baseball, this is what happens.
Well, and they did have a nice outing in that first game.
They did.
Yep. Then they faced Sanchez on Saturday,
and
Wheeler yesterday.
Yeah.
That's when Sal two hits yesterday.
The Wheeler-Scooble duel is a good one, though.
Oh, it was great.
It's must-see TV.
Absolutely. Yeah. And despite the two losses, still 3.5 games back in the wild card.
Also, the home run derbies tonight, I believe. Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix this year, yeah.
Netflix.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Taking over the world.
They are.
Netflix.
I pay $8.99 for Netflix. It is the best entertainment deal out there. I'm sorry.
Five things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.